14 minutes after 4 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, opening up the work week for many of you. And, well, we've been really busy so far here today on Bullseye on the afternoon, and we expect that to continue throughout the week because there are a lot of things happening in and around the area. Something you'll want to pay attention to tonight at the Lorain Community Music Theater, the Festival of Carols. You'll see some of the finest high school choirs there singing all of your favorite Christmas tunes. And here to tell us more about that is Lynn Mislinski. Lynn, thank you as always for joining us. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on again to represent Lorain Community Music Theater.
Well, let's dive right into the details of the Festival of Carols event. Sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun tonight. For our listeners that aren't aware of the details involved, what can you share with us about that and all the area high schools that are going to be there?
Absolutely. This is our 40th year of doing Festival of Carols, and it is just a way for Lorain Community Music Theater to give back to the community. We will be performing tonight at 7:30 p.m. For the very first time, Festival of Carols will be held at the Lorain High School Performing Arts Center, which is a beautiful facility. It begins at 7:30 p.m. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Tickets will start going on sale at 6:15 p.m. Excuse me. They are $5 at the door, and it's cash only. There will be 8 different choirs performing tonight, which is our largest show ever. We have one additional choir than we usually have. And the choirs will be from Lorain High School, Elaria High School, Vermilion High School, Firelands High School, Wellington High School, Oberlin High School, Lake Ridge Academy High School, and the Oberlin Choristers. And they will be singing 34 songs. And there will be a total of 310 students singing tonight, but not all at the same time, because it's the largest choir has like 70 students and the smallest choir has about 10 students. So it just depends on which choir is up. But it's just a very festive evening, beautiful, beautiful music, usually played with a piano, but sometimes there are some other instruments, and just to get you into the season, getting you ready for Christmas time.
So you mentioned they're going to play over 30 songs. That's a lot of area high school choirs that are involved. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, will these high school choir groups, will they sing together? Will there be some songs that groups will come together and sing, or will these all be done individually?
They are all done individually. However, Lake Ridge Academy and Oberlin Choristers usually does join together for a couple of songs because the conductor does do both schools. So they normally will do a couple songs individually and a couple songs together. But besides that, it is all done separately. Each school does their own.
Lynn Mislinski from the Lorain Community Music Theater joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, telling us all about tonight's Festival of Carols event. And you mentioned over 30 songs. That pretty much covers the gamut on all of the favorite Christmas carols that we've all got. Do you have a favorite, Lynn? Do you have one that you like to go to?
Oh, Holy Night would probably be my favorite. I just think it doesn't get any better than that. It's just so beautiful, so much meaning.
Yeah, no question about that. I think it would be very difficult to argue that, although everybody's certainly got their favorite. And you have any idea, you know, which songs are going to be played by which choirs? Do they get to pick that out well in advance?
They do get to pick that out, and I do personally not know which songs are being played. So it seems like each year they do some of the same songs year after year, and there's definitely some new ones each year. They can not have the same songs, though. So if once the choir submit the songs they're singing to the person in charge from LCMT of arranging the choirs, if somebody has a duplicate, we have to tell them they have to change because we don't want the same song sung twice in an evening.
You had mentioned that this Festival of Carols event is in its 40th year. You guys just recently celebrated your 40th anniversary, so this was essentially one of the first events that you guys scheduled, correct?
Absolutely. We did our musical first in 1977 in the summer, and then the following December we started Festival of Carols as a way to give back. So we celebrated our 40th anniversary for the theater company in July, and then this is our 40th time doing Festival of Carols. And again, it's just a very well-attended event. We have 900 seats, so there's plenty of room, and it's something people look forward to year after year. And for those people that can't come, WEOL has been so gracious over the years to come out and record the show. I don't even know if you're aware of this, but then it's played every year on Christmas morning, starting at 9 o'clock, the show is played. So listeners who cannot come to the show do get to hear it each year, and I know it is a favorite. They definitely enjoy that on Christmas morning.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was not aware, because I'm still kind of relatively new here at WEOL. I've not even celebrated my first anniversary here. But, no, that really is pretty awesome, too, because I know that's a tradition of many to tune into the radio and listen to your favorite Christmas songs after Santa's come down the chimney on Christmas morning. So that certainly is a pretty awesome addition. When it comes to selecting the high school choirs who are going to participate in this, is it a situation, Lynn, where they volunteer their services to come and perform, or is it a selection process done by you and those at the Lorain Community Music Theater?
They do volunteer their services to come. We do have to normally cap it at 7. However, this year we did add an 8 because we are going... We came back home to Lorain, but we are at the new, beautiful Lorain Performing Arts Center, and we wanted to get the Lorain students involved. However, we didn't want to tell a choir that has been doing it for so many years that they were no longer welcome, so we just added an 8th choir. But it is something that the choirs look forward to every year. They tell us usually tonight, please let us know as soon as you know information, because they want to be included year after year. Because it is a well-attended event. It is played on the radio then, and it's just something they look forward to each year, too. Just a wonderful way to kick off the holiday season.
Sure, and I would imagine that's a thrill for the kids involved also to know that when they tune in on Christmas Day, they can hear their work, which is also really, really cool as well. Well, moving from the Festival of Carols event tonight to something that you guys have in the works for 2018, tell us all about the Anything Goes production. I know you guys are really, really excited. What are the details on Anything Goes?
Yes, we are very excited to perform Anything Goes again at the Lorain Performing Arts Center on July 13th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We are very, very excited that we have a new director this year. She has never been involved with Lorain Community Music Theater. She's a professor at Notre Dame College. Her name is Jessie Lowy, so we are excited to bring her to Lorain. We've seen some of her work before, and she's just highly recommended. And she's bringing a new choreographer with her. However, Anthony Tripoletti, who has been our music director and orchestra conductor, will continue with us. So we are very, very excited. Auditions should take place in March. You can watch our Facebook page or website for additional information on that. And tickets will probably go on sale like in mid-April. So we would love for everyone to journey with us on this cruise of Anything Goes.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, I used to work with Jackie at Notre Dame College in the 6 or 7 years that I spent there, so I know you're in great hands. If you could, talk about that process, about getting someone like Jackie on board to help out with this production, too, because I know you guys are very excited to have her there. She brings a wealth of experience along the way as well. So talk about the process of getting her to come out here and work with you guys.
Absolutely. Much like the schools that are very anxious to participate in Festival of Carols, we definitely have no shortage of directors. They know Lorain Community Music Theater's reputation of putting on amazing shows each year, and we each year have people that contact us that are interested in being considered to be a director. We like to rotate directors maybe every other year, have a different director. We will go back to the same director, but just because of their artistic visions are different, and also they bring possibly different people that audition because of their style. So we don't like to have the same director every year. And Jackie was directing Jekyll and Hyde at French Creek Theater a couple of years ago, and she had just recently saw our production of Into the Woods, and she said she was just blown away by it. And she contacted me personally and said she would love to be considered for Lorain Community Music Theater. Well, we had already had a director for 2017 for The Little Mermaid. So I said, well, keep in touch. And she faithfully emailed me and stayed in touch. So this September, when we started looking for a director for Anything Goes, I suggested Jackie, and then we reached out to her, and she sent her resume, and the board was overly impressed and excited to bring her aboard.
Very, very awesome stuff. Well, Lynn, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go in order to get more ticket information on tonight's Festival of Carols event and where to go in order to find out more details on Anything Goes coming your way March of 2018, where can they go to get that information?
They can go to Lorain Community Music Theater's Facebook page if you just search Lorain Community Music Theater, or they can go to our website, which is just LorainCommunityMusicTheater.org. Both pages will have plenty of information for you.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to the Festival of Carols event coming up a little bit later on tonight. Lynn, as always, a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.